The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Don't you give me no jibber jabber.
Do you remember that on, do you remember Mr. T? That was on the Mr. T.
Jabberwocky. I remember Jabberwocky.
No, Mr. T said, don't you give me no jibber jabber. So listen, explain to us, almost the goddess of the chart, what is happening in the world of Bitcoin currency, and you think there's something fishy going on, yeah?
Yeah, so Bitcoin is at all-time highs and everything is great. But there's this exchange called Bitfinex, which is in the Far East and registered in the Seychelles, and it's all a little bit, Anyway, they had some, you know, crypto exchanges are not like a regular broker where, you know, you can send money from your bank account. Some of these exchanges, you have to buy Bitcoins first somewhere else and then send them to the exchange because they don't have banking. And so so that's quite a thing, because it means if you're trading in and out of these coins like Bitcoin or the smaller coins, you can't go back to fiat currency like US dollar or pounds. Mm-hmm. So they created this thing called US dollar tether, which is a coin tethered to the, or pegged to the US dollar. Well, you know, history has taught us that currency pegs don't work, and they take quite a lot of work to make them work. And yet, by some miracle, this tether is super stable. So there's been a lot of chatter lately that this is cannot possibly be real, and they're printing money out of thin air, and there are no real, you know, because it's now in the billions, there are no real dollars underneath. And it's a lot like the chatter that with Mt. Gox, you know, that Mt. Gox didn't have the Bitcoins. And then suddenly overnight, Tether announced that they'd been hacked and $30 million has been stolen.
It's
all a little bit, so everyone's a little bit twitchy in the crypto space, understandably.
Yeah. Well, listen, my advice to anyone getting into the crypto space, it's this sector is still in its infancy. And
it's the Wild West.
Yeah, it is the Wild West, and scams are still going on. And my thing, I mean, there may be critics out there, but I'd go for the biggest exchanges. And not only these small ones you've heard of, I know people say like Coinbase and all that, but they are one of the biggest, aren't they? And what's the other ones that are quite big? I think if you're dealing in Bitcoin, Ethereum, all that, but there's obviously several other biggish ones. But these ICOs, though, it's a complete scam, you know? These people are raising money out of thin air every day. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And big amounts of money, you know, big amounts of money.
It is a bit like the .com, you know, where all you need, it's a bit like the tech boom when all you needed to do was stick .com on the end of your name and people would invest in you. And now all you need to say is, I'm going to use blockchain to do this. And you don't need to have anything much more than that, and people would invest. And people have invested in coins that were a joke, like Doge was started as a joke. Yeah. There's one just now called Bitcoin Gold that isn't really anything. And it flew overnight because it's got one of those names that they would like in Asia. It's quite amusing. You have to be careful. It is the Wild West. But, you know, the tech boom gave us Amazon, eBay, Google, all those really, you know, Apple.
Yeah, but listen.
So we can't dismiss them all.
No, I'm not dismissing them all. What I'm saying is, I think, you know, if you're looking to get Amazon and Google or some of that, then you've got plenty of time to sit back and watch and wait and observe, you know, and because at
very
the moment, you know, how many of those .com companies that overnight had no strategy, changed their name to a .com, their share price flew, and they still didn't go anywhere, you know, so I just think, you know, look for the business. Is there a good business there? Because at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Is there a business that's in demand that people want, you know, is there a need for it? Because I just saw people raising money for ICOs, and I couldn't see what they were doing. I don't understand. They're just raising money, you know. I thought, what?
Yeah.
Just develop the, you know, bit for the story a bit further. I thought, I can't understand what the underlying concept here, the business. Anyway, I just think if you want to, you know, I think if you can buy Bitcoin or Ethereum, or two of the biggest ones, obviously, at 6 month lows, you're probably laughing, you know. Just wait for 6 month lows, and we get a price alert somewhere, and scale in like that. Because at the moment, I just think it's $8,000. What's it at the moment, Bitcoin? It's nuts, isn't it?
Yes, it's right up there. So yeah, it is all-time highs. So
anyway, or you could join Nicola's crypto trading class, which this is what you do. How often do you do this? Is it every day or what?
Yeah, every day, three times a day. Yeah,
three times a day. See, I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you know, 1,000 people listen to the podcast. We don't have many people on Facebook, but if you want to learn about crypto, start with Nicola, and you know, she'll give you all the warning, the caveats that go with trading in cryptocurrency. Marvellous. Anyway, let's get on to stocks, Nicola. So I forgot what I sent you there, but the first one is a request, I think.
Harvest Minerals.
Yes, yeah, so I do own this, but there's a request from yesterday. Someone's requested Harvest Minerals, and they're in an area. I really like Harvest Minerals. I really like Brian McMaster, the main guy behind these. They're in Brazil. They do fertilizer. Massive demand for fertilizer in Brazil. Most of it's imported. Most of it's expensive. These guys are producing organically, locally made remineralizer, cheaper. And if they get their certification, which is happening before the end of this year, then I think this is a flyer. You know, it's just waiting for that certification. KP Fertile is their product, but HMI.
Is that what they do? Yeah. In that case, I really like it. Yeah, I'd love Monsanto to have a bit of competition.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know what? Brazil, the government want to be self-sustaining, right, on fertilizer production by 2020, and they import 90% of it. And I think, well, how are you going to help to do that? Yeah. So obviously, this is playing into Harvest Minerals' is favour here. Once they get their product certified by the agency, the mineral, the agricultural agency there, the MAPA it's called, once this is certified officially before the end of this year, they're allowed to sell, and I think they'll sell like crazy because it's cheaper and it's locally produced. You know, it's organic as well. So anyway, HMI, what do you reckon?
HMI 12.98.13 was a really important resistance level. I've taken my moving averages off, and you can see that we can draw this as an inverted head and shoulders, which is a really bullish pattern with a slightly sloping neckline. So we've broken out, come back, retested the neckline. So I'm looking for this to continue higher. So, but if we don't draw it as a sloping neckline and we do it as a horizontal one, you can see that that is really important. Horizontal support, we've broken above, come back and retested. So this looks good to continue higher. But if the next horizontal resistance, obviously, is a little bit higher at 14.89, and that's also the 50% retrace from the December highs. So that's what we've got to get above on this next swing higher to prove that we're continuing higher. But I really like this one. Yeah, I do. Marvelous. I think the chart is in an uptrend now.
Yeah, well, just that. I think that milestone will push it above that level, that resistance level, and it'll fly then. Okay, next one was it Premier African Minerals? They're replacing recently. George will be on the podcast very soon. And they've got a Zulu Lithium project, did a scoping study there. Looks quite good, quite robust. The figures, what do you reckon on the chart, Nick? Prem.
Okay, I think this is Prem chart. If you're looking, I think this is one of the ones that had a rogue spike lower yesterday, because I don't believe it went down to 0.001. So ignore the spike lower in the chart, and we're really bullish. We've made a higher low, and today here right now we're above the 200-day moving average. We haven't been above it since August, so this is good news. So I'd like to see a close today above 0.5. That would be a close above the 200-day moving average. That would bring the buyers in, and then we should continue higher. The big round number one is where we go to if we can close above the 200 moving average at 0.5. That's where we rallied to in February, and that's where we rallied to in July. And it's important resistance. The first daily close back above that again will be a big deal reversal. But 0.1. So we should double if we can close above this 200-day moving average.
Marvellous. Okay, the next one is another request. Seeing machines.
Okay, yeah. So seeing machines rallied in September, on the 26th of September, the high was a 50% retrace from the 2013 highs. I'm looking at a weekly chart, okay? So I'm looking at a weekly chart. So the September 2016, the rally was to 50%. And then this year, in the start of November, we couldn't close above that 50% again until this week. So we're pushing through that really important resistance. That was the close price yesterday. I like this. I think we continue higher from here. I think everything looks really good for this one to keep going. I'm going to quickly measure and give you my next target for this one. And I think that 8.87 is where we're heading next. So that's pretty good. 8.87 to 9.
We've got a live request coming in. Wayne, thanks for listening. Wayne is wants you to look at IDP, which is Anovoderma, and of course they do Skinny Tan, and they were on Dragon's Den years ago. And what do you reckon, IDP?
Yeah, IDP is having a bit of a pullback. So I'm looking at a weekly chart of IDP. Let's put our fibs on, obviously, because we've had a nasty reversal, and see where that 61.8 is and if we can find some support there. And that was the low last week, and so we've dropped below it. So although we're trading above it, below it today, and we've lost it, the 61.8 is a messy level. Sometimes, you know, you can have a good old scare below them and then come back and close back above. But I think that if we don't recover 203 level, that we should be looking lower. And then the next support, I hate to say it, is down at 145. So I know I don't like this. Let me quickly measure something else, because there is
I don't want to be negative on any shape. So there is
a pivot level. There is a pivot level where we've made highs and lows before, between sort of 170 and 175. And I think it's actually 173 if you want it dead on. So 173, I think, will be one of those bounce levels. And that would be then normal to bounce back and retest that 61.8 that we broke yesterday. And if we can't get it back above it, the risk is that we go lower to 140. If we bounce from this pivot level, again, which is at 173, and we get back above 203, then we're going to keep going higher. But this is the next support at 173. So watch closely what happens there. At least a level like that bounce.
There's an advertising, they do Skinny Tan, and there was an advertising standards ruling that the thing, Skinny Tan, it, I don't know, there's a lack of evidence. I'm inaccurate here, but there's lack of evidence of something that didn't make you skinny or whatever. There was something going on, it was questionable as to what they were stating in the product. And so since then, it's had a bit of a downfall, and that is their flagship product. You know, it was selling very, very well. And obviously, since that, it's taken a hit. But okay. I didn't realise, what's the market cap of it in Overdimmer here? It's only 27 million, is it really? Well, it's worth looking at the revenue here, because this may present an opportunity at this level. I didn't realize it had fallen that much. I'm definitely putting this
173, you know, when I've done a few more measurements, is going to be a really big deal level. So 172.3, 172.89. So keep an eye on that one. That's where we need to stick our toe in. Especially that's also a 78.6 fib. So that potentially could bounce to 300 if we can reverse it there.
Okay, I just want to see what the revenue for the year. Full year is 8 million revenue. Okay, all right. Gross profit, 5.4. Operating margin. Okay, pre-tax.
So do you think the numbers are all right?
They're not too bad. If you're coming back, they're still, you know, I mean, I like to see, it depends what they're, if they're doing, you know, 10 million, say, revenue, let's say that, and so they've got an operating margin of 20%, so that's 2 million. And so, you know, they're still about, the PE is still a little bit high, I suppose. But if it keeps coming down like this and the product's growth keeps growing, could be worth a look at. Have a quick look at Vesarion, graphic. It's flying today again, and some people are saying, we're looking at the second level, we're saying, oh, the M&M is short here, the market makers are short, this will fly to 40 pence today, but it isn't. It's gone to 30. There's some sellers at 30 apparently, but Vesarion VRS is looking
very strong.
Okay. This is the kind of stock, right? I mean, on a fundamental level, right, I love this stock. They're now becoming the go-to company, pretty much, for graphene. They've signed up with a global consumer brand. I think I know where they are. They're a FTSE 100 company, I think. They've also signed up with Israeli Airways. They're collaborating with all these kind of people. And you know, someone like this big brand to sign up with them, don't sign up with little outfits without doing due diligence. It's hard to produce high quality, a lot of quantity of graphene. Now, if I don't want to say that, and then he said the big company then, but if they think, this FTSE 100 company think, Vesarion can do it, other companies are going to sign up with them too. I just think graphene is huge. This company is now becoming a forerunner. And I think pullbacks, I own shares in this company. I do. You can tell I'm very, you know, I love it. But I'm going to buy on pullbacks. I don't know what it's going to pull back to. But whenever I have a pullback, I'm going to try and buy some more. But at the moment, it's rising strongly, isn't it?
I really don't see a pullback much below sort of 25.30, 25.50, to be honest. I think this is a bit of a breakout, and I think that we'll see 36 before we see 26 again.
Wow.
So Okay.
No, I mean, sorry. I mean, listen, I've got my skin in the game there, but I just think this is the kind of thing. I'm not over. I said in the weekend podcast, if these do turn out to be the leaders in the graphene market, this can be massive. It can be absolutely huge. You know, I mean, it's one of those blue sky opportunities completely. And so I love this kind of cutting edge tech stock. I love that. You know.
Well done.
Nicola, thank you very much for
that. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
And hopefully, I apologise yesterday, we couldn't download the Facebook video. We couldn't rewatch it. There was something wrong with the video.
It should work today.
Yeah, hopefully. If you listen to the podcast today, hopefully that video will be available to watch at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.